getting towards the end of Halacha Aleph. So we're going to talk today about whether you can make Klal Yisrael through video cameras. And really, this was supposed to be back many times ago. We had mentioned it then when we talked about making Klal Yisrael. But in order to really understand the Shaila, we needed to wait till we went through the questions about Chol Stam, and then we're really ready to hear about what the Shaila really is about if you do by video. That's why we pushed it off until now. Okay. For a couple of years already, people have been trying and actually making Chol Yisrael by video. And the reason why they want to do it is because, if you think about it, you could have one Mashgiach sit in an office with 20 computer screens in front of him. He can sit in if he wants to sit in his pajamas. And he sits there and he can oversee 20 farms, as many farms as he can give him. Every screen, so he can watch how many farms could he watch at the same time. He can sit nice and comfortably. He can sit there nice and comfortably in his office wherever he is, watching farms all over the place.
What about the trucks? How do you seal them?
Well, we'll get there. Give me a minute. Okay, so he could sit there in his office and do whatever he needs to do, what he has to do, and they give him a million farms. They also think that there's another advantage, which is, that's not like a practical advantage, you save a lot of money, right. But there's another advantage, which is that if you're trying to make a mirsis, then they say there's a much better mirsis, because if you have a mashgiach walking around the farm, the guy could know, oh, the mashgiach went to the other side, and they could sneak something in. But over here, you have no idea when you're being watched. The cameras are all over the place, you have no idea when you're being watched.
They have a light that goes on when they're specifically being used.
No, all the cameras are on, they're all running. The guy's watching the screen, if he goes out to Daven Mincha, nobody knows that he went to Daven Mincha. But if he's standing, if they all know that he went to Daven Chakras, like a famous guy in L.A., so then, you know, they do whatever they want to, you know?
So it's being recorded, I mean, nobody's being watched.
Right, I'm saying they have no idea who's watching
the question.
So that's okay. You should just know. It's just interesting is when I mention this to somebody, mention my father, he says he thinks punk for care. He said there's another angle, which I never thought of until he said that. He said there's a certain side of that people have when they see a person, so a person gives them the mirrors as opposed to a camera, with time they just forget about it, they just go about their business, they like slips from their mind. Okay. Any of these people think there's a mile to that. And another thing is this is not what they had in mind, but if you remember we talked about a Shiloh way back then, we talked about making Klal Yisrael, Shaila from Prichadish, that if the goyim knows that you can't come, the Prichadish says that you need two mashgichim when you're doing Klal Yisrael, when you're Yotze V'Nichnas, because if he knows you can't come, then it's not Yotze V'Nichnas, there's no mirzis, and which is negated to a person running farms. We spoke about it then. If he's taking care of their three farms, when he's at one farm, then the other farm, they have phones, so at this they know that he's not coming to the other farm. So this would take care of that also, because the same guy could be in all places at once. He could be at one, they can't see him go. Okay? So in Eretz Yisrael, the big dairy is Tenuva. Rabbi Whiteman, he runs the Hashgacha for Tenuva. He asked the Shaila to Rabbi Yashiv and others, and they told him that it's okay. It's printed that he said that, and Rabbi Fishbein just wanted to tell us. He also himself asked the Shaila, and Rabbi Yashiv told him also that it's fine, and you can do it through video cameras. Okay? And that's what they do. That's why I understand that they do that, or at least they think that they're allowed to do it. I believe that they still do it. And that's why that's what they do. Okay? So what we're going to talk about is first some shilas, some halachic shilas to it, and then some practical shilas to it, practical issues to deal with it, to see if this really makes sense. Okay. So the we know when you make Chol Yisrael, when the Yid is watching, the Yiddish has to create a mirsis. There has to be mirsis. And really, that's a very important part of making something Klal Yisrael, is that there should be mirsis. To the point that the Gemara says, you don't even have to see it. Okay, even though the Mishnah says you have to see it, you have to be, if you sit on the outside and you could see it, the Gemara says, even if you didn't actually see it, you're in a place where if you would stand up, you could see it. All kinds of ideas like that you can make a mirsis. And the Mela, the logic is, like we said, that if you have a camera, that makes the mirsis just as good, and that works. So Rabbi Weiss Mandel wrote a tshuva about this, and he says, people doing it by video camera are completely missing the boat. That's what he doesn't say those words, but basically he says is that they're completely missing the whole point of what we're trying to do. They said, why don't we eat? He's Rabbi Weiss Mandel. He eats Chol Yisrael. He says, why don't we eat Chol Stam? Why don't we do that? Why do we need Chol Yisrael? Why aren't we eating Chol Stam? No, Chol Stam. Nowadays, why aren't we Samach that Chol Stam is Mitzvah? He says, why aren't we Samach on that? So he says, the reason is because Rav Moshe's Machadish, that for the din of Chol of Yisrael, it's enough to have Yediyah B'li Re'iyah. Okay, that Moshe brings many writings, as we spoke about, that you need Yediyah B'li Re'iyah, and therefore it's good enough. And he says, and we don't hold like that. We hold that you need Re'iyah. Specifically, you need to eat a Re'iyah. It doesn't help to have Yediyah B'li Re'iyah. Rav Moshe's point is that you can do Yediyah B'li Re'iyah. He says, we don't hold to that. You have to have Re'iyah. He says, so, if you do have a person watch it by video camera, he says, that's not Re'iyah. He says, if I don't know if he uses exactly this example, but if a person was trying to make a get, okay, a get has to have Edom watching it. If Edom watched the get being given over a video camera, would that be a kosher get? No, it wouldn't be kosher get. But,
yeah, maybe, yeah.
So I asked Rabbi Friedman. I said, Rabbi Friedman, would that be kosher get? Would that be, you're dying on a bezin? Would you consider that Edus? So I said, not would it be kosher with Edus for things that you want to know information. Did the guy lend him $10? Do we want to know what happened in the story? He says, would it be kosher when you need an example of the Eidim have to see something? He says, no, we wouldn't. He says, no, we wouldn't.
Right,
he
well,
says,
no.
Is there a job that does his own guess?
I asked him from his experience in a bezin, and he said,
I'm not going to do it.
He said his impression is that it's not acceptable. I did not get to Rabbi Schwartz. It was a tie. I forgot what was going on then. When I dealt with this, something like that. He compared it. He said, Rav Zalman says, not everybody agrees, but it's sort of accepted. Rav Zalman says that you can't answer amen to a bracha that they hear over the phone.
Right.
Rav Zalman says, because you're not hearing the bracha, you're hearing a digital recreation of the bracha.
Right.
He said, so here also, I'm not seeing the act, I'm seeing a copy of the act. I'm not seeing the people themselves, they're 100 miles away. I'm seeing a camera, a picture that's showing what happened. He said, so
it's a breeder's dickadin. It's not a...
No.
It's a breeder's dickadin. It's not a...
No. So that's what I'm saying. It's not a matter of idea. No, if it was idea, he said, do we need to call stop? He said, the point is not the idea. The point is re'iyah. If Chazal said you have to have re'iyah, so I didn't have re'iyah.
That's a re'iyah.
They know. They did say you have to have re'iyah. That's how they understand the way we're saying. Rav Moshe is saying you need to have re'iyah. The Mishnah says... You have to see it. Okay, the Gemara says you can do certain things. Tyson's even, we talked about this way back then, which is, wait a second, the Gemara's examples are not seeing, and Tyson explains how really it is seeing. It's considered like you're seeing. Weissman will say, the ones who are being machmir, see only Chol V'Yisrael, they're saying is, because we don't hold the V'Di B'Li Re'iyah, you have to have Re'iyah Mamish. He says, so Re'iyah Mamish, I didn't get any Re'iyah. Then help me.
Yes. Let's say someone's Skyping something, and there's two people in front of us,
mm-hmm.
and one's holding a gun.
Okay.
I'm just for example. He gives him Hashra. He says, if you kill him, you got to go to the basin. And he shoots him, and he kills him. Do any game Hashra. Nothing would happen. That's not considered Hashra.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I asked. Okay. That's what I asked him. In case when you need Eidos, when you don't need to know evidence whether it happened,
as in
you own the $10. When you need to have Eidos, he said it wouldn't. That's why I asked the question. Okay, so now, hearing what Rabbi Spangle said, just makes us rethink. We have to now it gives us a different focus onto why was it that there are people who don't call stam. Why did what was wrong with what Ramosha said? Why don't we hold to that? So Ramosha really had two parts to what he said. If there were two, if we could split it into two parts to what he said, you'll understand what I'm about to say. He said is Yediyah B'li Re'iyah works. Okay. That's one part. And the second part is what we have in front of us is a Yediyah. Okay, what we have in front of us, the government oversight provides the idea. Rabbi Weissman was saying that the people in Chol V'Yisrael are arguing on the first part. They're saying, Yediyah B'li Re'iyah is not good enough, you need Re'iyah Mamish. Many other people would say that we would argue on the second part, which is Yediyah B'li Re'iyah works. Rabbi Weissman has writers from all over the place. Rabbi Weissman has writers from things that Mamish need Eidos. That even when you need Eidos, Yediyah works also. That's right, Rabbi Weissman brings writers to that. He says, I didn't even think of this. One of Rav Moshe's riots is from Geirus. No, from Geirus. It's from a place that's like Geirus. So by Geirus, the Bezin has to watch the person being tovel, and even so, Yediyah works, even if the Mamish never saw with their eye Bechlal. They saw nothing. That's a Tysus. I should put that for every Freeman. But anyhow, that's one. But the other arguments are, there are many other ways to argue on the Yediyah part of it. Let's go through each one of Rav Moshe's shuvahs. The first shuvah was that the government oversight provides a bureau. Okay, lots of people could question that, whether the government oversight means anything. The second shuvah was about Well, the government has such small farms that, come on, no one's afraid of them. Okay, you can argue on that. The third tshuva was, guess what? The government doesn't even watch the farms. Okay, that was the third tshuva. So maybe the Tzarmash was Machalish answer for that also. The, and then there's a general thing, which we talked about after that, which was there are people who are, it's written actually, who are concerned that if you're being Samach or Ramash, you have your Diablo every year, it's a slippery slope. And soon you'll be taking milk from all kinds of strange places, where you'll expand this heter into all kinds of places. Like, and we spoke about last, right, like as we spoke about last time, you'll take milk from all kinds of strange places that you'll think, well, there's your Diablo over here, there's your Diablo over here, and you can expand into, I mean, all kinds of things that we heard about. How off you can go. So what I'm saying is, these are all different ways that people argue, not on the din part of what Ramosha said. Ramosha said in din that Yediyah Blavia works, and he had all kinds of riots, and there were those who argued on that. That's true. That, and that's what Rabbi Weissman was saying. But the other reason to say is, it's not automatic. The other argument is, no, Yediyah Blavia works. The question is just, is there Yediyah? Is it true that there really is Yediyah? And if you hold like that, that the problem is Yediyah, well then watching the video is 100%. Come on, I mean, the guy's watching him do it. There's not a question about the Yediyah. He did the beer walk part of it. You know, is he sure about it? Much more sure than the government oversight. The guy was standing watching it on a video camera. So that seemingly, that's what the machlokes here is, whether you could use the video cameras or not. When Yasha told him that you could use it, and others who said that you could use it, from the din side of it, from the din side of it, they're saying that what was wrong with why they disagreed with their motion was because they hold you need a real idea, and they didn't think what Ramosha said provided a real idea. All of his points were questionable, and therefore they're satisfied with the idea. Rabbi Weissman was saying, no, the problem is you need Ruhiya Mamish. And since you need Ruhiya Mamish, he didn't think this was qualified.
They said they wanted to consider Ruhiya.
That what?
Or they hold it to Ruhiya.
That's true. You're right. They could argue on that part. You're right. You're right. They could argue and say that for a Maisa Besin, it could work by Ruhiya also. Okay. Fine.
I'm sure there are tshuvas on this.
So
I'm saying, I'm
sure you covered it before, but you didn't talk about the aspect about Hakibim about the Tzer unless you go to the middle of the road. Yeah.
No, because no one's trying to be about the Tzer.
Saying it didn't apply here.
When we talked about it, we're back right. A few weeks already. The Chum said you have to have a Ruhiya. And Ramesh says, when it says that, when there's such a din like that, it includes more than that. There are lots of cases, like I just mentioned a second ago, by Geirus, the Bezdin has to watch the person being tayvel, and the case brings that they don't have to watch it. Whatever the Tosfos right is, there's a way that they could know the person was tayvel, even though they never saw it. It means you have to have a level of evidence. And we have that level of evidence. Now we move on to the Chosh Mishpat Chazal. Is it evidence or not evidence? Okay. Now. So that's one shaila that there was about using it. Okay, next question is, okay, there's somebody named Mordechai Gross. He's actually involved with Tinubu also. And he wrote a tshuva about this also, about whether you should use video cameras. And he brings up two other sort of halachic shaila that are like this. Okay? Two sets of questions. I'm going to do one at a time. When we say, if you want to have a video camera watching the person, how much video does there have to be of the person? Does the video have to be on every second? Or is it enough if the video goes, once you had one screen that went from place to place to place? Okay. What I mean is that the people who are being watched don't have any idea which camera is pointing at them right now. Okay, we've got rid of his light. They don't have no idea which camera is pointing at them. Let's say the cameras go off for a couple of minutes. Okay, what happens? Is that good enough? Is it like Yotze Benichnas? Right. Or the Gemara said a guy could, if he could stand up, he'd be able to see it, or if he couldn't stand up, he wouldn't be able to see it. Is that an example of that? Or is it, and there's the point is you have to make mirrors. Mirrors doesn't have to see every second, you just have to make a certain feeling that the people are afraid to do something. Or do you maybe have to see, does it maybe have to be on?
You need the equivalence of seeing it all.
They see it all the time, yes. So he says,
what about the fact that it's very important? Where exactly, it's like a cow is here, and then we look at the tank is there. There's many pipes and many...
Okay, I'm not saying it.
There's all sorts of ways you can...
Yes, okay, fine. You take care of dairy company.
That would be the point that you just break.
No, you take care of dairy company. That's why you think like that. 100%. No, we're getting there. But, so, when we have these cameras, we have to have somebody watching, how much do you have to just, so to speak, you know, seconds here and there, you can see enough? He says, what if the cameras went out for a while? What happened then? The guardians don't know. I mean, the people who were at the farm, they had no idea that the camera went out. But, well, my sister, there was no camera for a half an hour. Okay, so what would he say? So he says, he brings a diuk. he sprints from Prichodesh and Chochmah Sadin. It's stronger in the Prichodesh. I believe that he's reading it correctly. You could read it differently. Okay, the Prichodesh, this is the same piece of Prichodesh who says that you could drink all the milk and you don't have to have Chol Yisrael. Okay, you can drink all the milk because nobody mixes milk. But anyhow, so he says, after he says this whole thing as to why it's milk, he says, but if you wouldn't meet my criteria and you would need to have, in a regular case, you need to have Chol Yisrael. So he says, Vagam, oh my gosh, it's so hard to read.
We have a lot of Shulchan if you want.
Okay, the gam tzorich liras. Here's the crucial. The next word is kol. Okay, the gam tzorich liras kol ha-chaliva mitchila v'yatzoif.
Right.
You have to watch the whole chaliva. Oy b'yotzev nechnas. Oy b'oymer shom b'tzad ha-eder in a way that you could stand up and see the thing like this. And he's understanding is which is really it's really deep from the Gemara. The Mishnah says if you kol of shachol v'akav ve'enis or reyu, it only works if the yid watches it. When the Gemara says you can use Yotzev Nichnas, I've told this a bunch of times, tell us the answer. What are you talking about? How can the Gemara say you can use Yotzev Nichnas? How can it say that you would stand up? Doesn't the Mishnah say you have to see everything? To which Taisus gives an answer that when Chazal, the Gemara's understanding, when Chazal said you have to see, they meant that you have to be in a place where you could see. That's what you have to be in a place where you could see. So Rabbi Gross says, Marcus Gross says, he says, what he's saying, it's a Chochmas Adam also, is that you have to be in a place that you could always see the milking. You don't have to actually see it. If you're able to, or you could stand off, or you could walk around the corner, you could come to. You have to be in a situation where you could see the milking all the time.
Go to sleep for 8 hours in the room.
If the Yotzev Nechnas went to sleep, that's fine. He went to the next farm, that's fine. Yeah. But at least he's in a position where he could see. But if he has no camera pointing at it, all the cameras go off for a couple of minutes. So at this point, there's no way to see the milking. From where I am, it's not possible. It's not I can go over there. I'm here. The milk is going on in Texas. I can't see the milking going on. I'm not within range of being able to see that. He says, that's not, at least on the Chathila. Maybe the evidence. But on the Chathila level, he says, that's not considered Ria. Exactly. If it's far A to B, that means I'm from here to here. So it's considered that I'm able to see it because I could go over there and see it.
So I also could go over there.
It's 200 miles away.
I can't stop working. I have to go there.
It's 200 miles away.
So then everything's called me.
I
can drive to Wisconsin and see it.
The one thing is,
no,
they're not. If the guy doesn't know the camera's gone off, that's good.
It's great. The guy has, from the Mercer side of it, the guy doesn't know the difference. But the guy doesn't know that I can't see. It's not possible for me to see him.
So that's right.
When I'm Yotzev Nichnas.
What is the time limit? An hour? 4 hours?
It takes me 10 minutes to get there.
Right, so that's considered that I can see.
What is the
getter?
What is the getter? That's what's driving.
The point should be what the guy knows. That's what the point should be.
So you think, if there's a Mirsus and we're holding that I could see, could potentially go over, so that the whole world is open. I mean,
when I go to India, I can go to India, unless there's a time limit, Rabbi Coates. You say it's 20 minutes, is it an hour, to the Nitmas?
So when he says, Gam Tzorach Liras Kol HaChaliva, you mean, what is he trying to say? You have to see the whole Khalifa. What do you mean? You have to see the whole Khalifa. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says you have to see the
Khalifa. Set it up. You have to
see
the Khalifa. We'll be able to see it every second, but that's not true because you can be far away as long as you could.
No, so you could see it.
Elamai, the point is the Mirsus. So the Mirsus is here also.
So you're saying I have to be able to see the whole thing in order to make Mirsus all the time. There can't be an hour when there was no Mirsus. He says, over here the Mirsus is any. The point of the call is to create a Mirsus all the time. So, and the physically being able to go there is a joke. I mean, because you can go any place. Big deal. Like, you go to Bangladesh also, right? You go any place. It doesn't mean anything. Elamai, there wouldn't be a Mirsus if the guy knew I was here and he was there. But here, that doesn't work. Okay, fine. I can hear that. Okay, that's not how he says it. Okay, the Pierce Rashi.
Macabre left.
Pierce Rashi.
You can control the cameras when they go on and off.
Yeah.
Or let's see if once we.
No, that would be fine. That wouldn't be a shiloh. But his shiloh was, he says, what happens if the cameras go out for a few minutes? What happens if the guy can't even see, he can't see it, something went wrong and he can't see that one? Okay.
What is the sure of the answer when it was Rabbi Landon and Chovah Shor?
We talked about that, but you missed it.
She asked me real. The guy really thinks he could. We talked about that
2 weeks ago. When we talked about Shemek and Chovah Shor. Okay, next. His next question is, he says, what happens if the Mashgiach wasn't there? Okay, the Mashgiach slept through his shift. Okay, he wasn't there. But could he watch the cameras afterwards? He says, it's all on videotape. Okay? So could he watch the cameras afterwards? Could you know the guy? Yeah, could he come after? Well, he doesn't talk about it. I don't think he's talking about Shabbos, but could he come back after Shabbos and
watch it? About
Shabbos. It's his son's bar mitzvah, so he wants to, he's not coming today. He says, I don't come to work today. The goyim don't know. They have no idea that I'm not coming. And even if they know that I'm not there, but they know I'm going to watch the tape. So even if they knew I wasn't there today, big deal. But they know that it's being taped. So I'll come by with, why can't I watch the tape tomorrow? So maybe I should do that, you know? We have, there are cameras that only record when things move on the
thing.
That's
what he was talking about.
So maybe I should do it. Listen, for hours on end, nothing happens. You know what I mean? So when nothing's happening, I'll come by and I'll watch it. I'll just watch a shortened version of the whole thing, you know? What's it?
So we have experience with that.
It doesn't matter with cheese.
Here with that cheese. Okay, so it's not exactly clear what he answers to this question.
Who's it? Rabbi Gross.
Yeah, Mordechai Gross. What he's answering to the question. He implies that that would qualify as yediyah, but would not qualify as a ri'yah. Okay? He doesn't say what I'm about to say, but that brings us back to what we talked about beforehand, that if you hold that you need a ri'yah mamish, that it would not be good, because you missed it. The milk, cows were milked, the milk was sitting in a trough, and there was no ri'yah. If you need just a yediyah, the impression is if you need just a yediyah, so okay, I have a yediyah. I know now that it's okay. What does I know now? I know when I found it out. I figured it out, that this stuff is only cows. Okay? So, it's not so clear which way he holds on. Okay. So now we have those like two sort of halach questions we have to deal with. And now, what we now have to move on to is the technical, this is this is a technical question about what you have to do. In order to make...
You mean if you hold that video is good?
Assuming that in theory the video is good, I'll say it right now. The people who are matre, they didn't, believe me, they didn't bring Rabbi Yashiv to the farm to decide where to put the cameras. Okay? What did they tell him? They told him, we're going to have a camera that's going to monitor it, and they told him, I'm sure, details of what they were going to do. And so, assuming that the details are right, assuming that the problem of how you're going to carry it out, then he's being masking that that's mutter to do that. Okay? But there's a lot of details that have to be straightened out. Okay? You need cameras that not only do they watch the milking, they have to watch, there's a whole farm to watch. There's not a whole farm to watch. There's lots of piping to watch. There are trucks to watch. There's all kinds of things that have to be watched, not only in the places where you think they're going to put the trade milk, but in places where they're not going to. Because, again, if there's a mashgiach standing there, nobody could break open a pipe and attach a hose to it without the mashgiach knowing about it. There's a mashgiach on the farm. But if you just have three cameras that are always pointing at the same place, then the piping that's not being covered, who knows what's going to happen? Nobody's there. If he was standing in the place, if there were guys with a big backhoe in the back on the other side breaking things apart, he would know what was going on. So he's the mashgiach. But if you're going with a camera,
that mashgiach definitely would. Those instructions.
What instructions?
To watch the piping. Yes. I assume a mashgiach is going for the chaliva, so he's standing by the cows, and that's it.
No, his job is to make that. Wait, so his job.
I did 30-some years.
Okay. So everybody who uses his milk should not.
Everyone should not. It's like watching the
meat. You were smart enough to know.
30 years ago.
Bring up the pipe with something. No. When you go on, I learned this the hard way. I really did. When you go into a factory, and you have pipes, you have. Containers, you have anything that could potentially be used in any way whatsoever, you have to know where they are, you have to know what they're doing, you have to know what they're going to do with it, and then on top of it, you have to follow up and make sure that that's exactly what's happening.
Right, okay. So we have all these details to work on, and of course, the system has to not be, like, you play around with it. You can't have, you know, you can pull out plugs or push the cameras and this and that. Okay, but then, after all the problems that we have to work on, there's one thing that seems like, I don't know, it's impossible, much more difficult to deal with, and that was, the Ramah said, that in order to make Chol Yisrael, before you put the milk into the container, you have to check the container to make sure it's empty. Okay? As a chiyuv to check before you start to make sure it's empty, that there's no milk from the before, because you can watch all day kosher milk. If there was trace milk in the pot, it doesn't do any good. It was already trace before it. So, how do you do that? Are they going to bring a little camera over to the milking area and check it out, stick it into every truck? They're going to say, okay, Rabbi, you're watching, and I'm bringing my camera over to watch it. Every place where milk is going to go, milk goes into lots of trucks and tanks and that, all kinds of things that are holding it. Every one of them has got to be checked beforehand. So, there's a mashgiach there, big deal. They will close the truck is empty. But, so, How do you do that remotely? How do you pull that off? I'm not saying it's impossible. It's a hurdle to figure out, not just to have set up cameras just standing where they're supposed to be. There aren't cameras inside the truck.
That's
the, I don't know. So now, I'll just call
that. If it's only to create a
they have a
you don't have to tell them where the cameras are.
No, you don't tell them where the cameras are.
It's only to create
but guess what? If the cameras are here and here and here,
must
and
have
this far,
yeah. But if you have past experience of nowhere in America did this ever happen.
Did whatever happened?
That they went and they put in trade milk into the through the pipes or something like that.
But that's what you're supposed to be watching. You got to watch it to make sure they don't do that. So if you're being cautious, that maybe
someone you're giving them a basis. You're basing yourself on the past.
Not a real experience.
Yeah, but he said, let's say he said like this. You just watch the cows.
Your where point the camera is.
Wait, the camera is. I don't see where the camera is.
We know the camera in the truck.
So not everybody could be massaged if you maybe a helper.
For what?
For the pipe. That's what you know it's clean. You know, the immune system.
How we know it's clean?
Do you check your truck or that has some plumb on?
For Chol V'Shol?
No, for anything. You have a manufacturer.
No, and no, but for this, there's a special thing that you have to watch before. You have to watch before you put the container, to make sure the container is empty before you start. So maybe if it'll have a seal, and you'll say, okay, that by looking at that seal, I know that it went to a wash facility before it. So maybe that's the way to do it. Okay, so maybe they're doing something like that. Okay, I have to tell you what someone just said. I think he just said, which is, I actually asked Tanuva if I could come watch it, and they were more than happy that I should watch it.
Can we get a ticket?
No, we're working on that. But they were masculine. They're more than happy. So a lot of these technical things, maybe seeing live, we would understand how they overcome this. But they were happy to do it.
I had combined.
They have masculine.
They have cameras.
If I could go see their setup, how they do this. And they're more than happy.
They have cameras.
Yeah, that was the beginning. They were more than happy. So these technical things, I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm saying, and maybe they don't do it well. I'm just saying there's a lot of details to figure out. Even if it didn't, you thought it was okay. There's a lot of prepping that have to be worked out. And again, they offered, I asked them, can I come to them? No problem. They were happy to do it. We haven't worked it out yet. But one day I'll make it there to see what it looks like. Okay, one last thing we're going to do.
What's the rabbi's name again?
Whiteman.
It's just when you don't have someone, right?
What'd you say? Well, yeah, it would be nice. Okay. There's actually a chassan on Sunday. I have a chassan on Sunday, my nephew, so in case you want to work it out. Anyhow, one more thing is, it's a very related question. Okay, it's not exactly, but the shilohs are very related, and that is, this is a European thing, which is, they call it computerized farms, or robot farms. And that is, they have farms, even in America they do this a certain amount, that they're very highly automated. And these farms over there, they're so automated to the point that there's nobody there or almost nobody in the farm before. What does that mean? It means that the cows, however, they encourage them to come to the right spots, but the milking, what? Okay, the milking machinery won't milk a cow until, you know, the cows have tags in them that you see here in America, also they have tags in their ears, that digital tags that tell the machine who this is. This is cow number whatever. The computer tracks the whole cow's history. It knows everything about this cow. And assuming that this cow is so to speak, allowed to be here for the time of the day that they're supposed to be milked, the machine will milk him, and it keeps track of everything. It's very automated. There's very little human involvement. Okay, whether it's true that there's really nobody or not, I don't know. But to the point is,
they
almost
nobody.
What? That's a question. They put it by the feeding. I'm not sure how they do that. Okay? That's I'm not our detail, but come on. Google it.
No, that's automatic.
That's automatic.
They have a pneumatic system that just raises
okay. Yeah.
Okay, so whatever. Anyhow, so the people, they're in Europeans who will say that that is considered, if they watch all the systems and everything is set up the way it's supposed to be, then they'll say that thing is also, it could be called Israel, because it's not possible. If a horse would walk up to be milked, the machine wouldn't milk him. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't milk the horse because, actually, if a cow walked over from the next farm, they wouldn't milk him either because they only milk cows that it recognized as part of their system. So therefore, they say that's kosher also. Okay? So the first
rule. How do you know what they got put on
what? So, they milked it somewhere else.
Assuming that the Yidden will watch over the system to say that the only authorized things to be milked are these cows. Like, we look at the farm. Okay, this cow 1 to 100. I look at the computer. The computer is only authorized to milk cows number 1 to 100, not cow number 101. Because I see who all the tags were given to. Each tag belongs to a specific cow. So now that I know these are the cows that the tag is given to, I see we only look from those cows. So I know I only came from those cows. If even the cow from another farm wouldn't have looked.
So it's enough to do what?
I'll watch the computer.
Like trucking.
And they watch the computer and see that it only looks as cow. It only looks these kind of cows. Right. I know where the milk came from. It came from these bunch of cows. It wouldn't have to be this. It wouldn't want to be this.
That's why I'm talking about that.
It's very related. Okay, the first question, we have our first child, which is, it's a ED without a rear. Okay, the same kind of questions. Okay, this is an example of ED without a rear. The way...
We have to change the tags at
any given time. So you're not even ED. Okay, you question of TV. Okay, but then when we get to the practical side of it, we have a lot of the same practical questions that we had over here. The way Rabelski said it when he spoke about it was, he said, I don't need a raya that the milk from the cow is from a cow. His whole resolve is not to make sure that the cow is looking from the cow. The raya we need is that they didn't stick anything else into it. He says, what does it help me to know that I know that the cow's milk is from cows? I need to know that they didn't put anything else into the thing. So it doesn't help just to watch the cows. It doesn't help just to watch the computer. Say, I only milk these cows. Of course I only milk the cows. But maybe someone stuck other milk in separately.
From
an outside source, he said, what does it help? So maybe you can avoid that. Because the systems are very specific. So if they milk 5 gallons from him and 8 gallons from him and 12 gallons from this guy, all the cows, you can add up the numbers, and that should be equal to what's in the container. Okay, so if our container has
what we call accounting
forensic accounting. So it has six thousand one hundred gallons of milk, and I can count up all the cows that I got it from, so that maybe you can get it around that. But you realize that there's a huge risk in that. Because if they're off by 5 gallons, okay, which is not crazy. I mean, it's not unusual that they should be off by 5 gallons, right? The whole truck load of stuff, and we're off by 5 gallons, then the whole thing is not kosher then. Right? It's only going to be kosher if everything is exactly the way, if the numbers add up exactly. If you end up off by 2 gallons, you're finished. Okay, so I don't know how exact the computer is, but you have to be really so exact like that, okay? Anyhow, so we're on the page, I don't know what it says. Okay, so, my last thing over here is, of course, is that I said to you, the technical question of finding out that the kalim were empty, we're going to run through the same thing. So a lot of the shilas are very similar to the shilas that we had for the video cameras. But this is a European thing, and that's an Israeli thing. Two different places. I guess we'll say Baruch Hashem for our good. In America, that doesn't exist yet. In America, Chol Vishol, stuff that's made as Chol Vishol is still done the good old traditional way. That's the whole feel of Chol Vishol. Let's do it be traditional. The whole idea we do a video camera of Chol Vishol doesn't sort of go. It doesn't like, you know. It's the wrong chevra, you know. But anyhow, but this is what's going on in those different places.